BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The latest apprentice candidate to be fired joins us for potentially the last ever business pitch of their life, maybe. Callum Scott joins us to play his new track and play Real or No Real. And why was Danny Dyer being told what his family history is by Professor Green on TV last night?
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
All you sinners stand up, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show praise with your body, stand up, sing hallelujah. And if you can't stop shaking, lean back, let it move right through you. And say your prayers, say your prayers, say your prayers.
See, now I've met Brendan, I'm an even bigger fan. That was Panic at the Disco and Hallelujah on BBC Radio 1.
So I missed him because I was off on Monday.
Yeah.
He was in on Monday, yeah. Played Real or No Real.
Such a nice bloke.
Oh, he
seemed, insane voice as well on the live lounge.
Yeah, seems like a dude as well.
We need to get him back on.
You got on?
Hmm?
You got on, did you?
We did.
Does he follow you on Twitter?
I keep checking, but no.
BBC
Radio
1.
Slide right into those DMs,
no,
Scott.
No, I can't at the moment. Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. It's Scott on Radio 1. I enjoyed Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic on Inyo de Bingo yesterday.
I did a weird thing last night. Well, it's not weird. It's just because he was on, I found myself listening to loads of old Twin Atlantic songs at home. I forget how much I love that band.
Well, we can kind of guess what's going to be on Bangers in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
then,
yeah. Might be a couple of... you know what? Some of the more album tracks, like some of the ones that you haven't heard so much on Radio 1, so good.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
He has got one hell of a spray on him. Second time he played the game. He also tweeted last night that Chris always aims for the crotch.
Which is not true. It's just where it lands.
It was a wet one. Next, it's a classic clip from Sir Cliff Richard. Talking about one of his musical heroes, Elvis Presley.
Sorry.
It's okay, Sam.
I'm sorry.
We've all got our idols. But I'm not sure I love mine as much as Sir Cliff does.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
If you want to relive the entire Sam McTrusty innuendo bingo, head to the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. More guests for you next week on Innuendo Bingo, including Sigma.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Later on, whoever got fired off of The Apprentice last night will be doing their last ever pitch, potentially, on Radio 1 this afternoon. Get a lot of people saying that this is harsh, that, you know, we get them to pitch while they're in the big glass lifts here at the BBC, and then if it's not good enough, we send them straight back down without a proper exit interview. But it's no worse than, you know, having to deal with Claude on last night's show. Just,
oh, no.
He was really on one last night.
Yeah, I thought that as
well. Oh, what's wrong with him? But then you see him on You've Been Fired, and you're like, oh, actually, he's quite fun.
Yeah, but why was he chipping in so much last night?
So much last night. All right, pipe down, Claude.
Back to your corner, Claude.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't say that to his face. So we'll have the fired apprentice candidate in a bit later on, whoever went from the show last night. I will do plenty of plot spoilers in case you haven't seen it yet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just to let you know, everyone, it is Black Friday, in case every shop you've ever bought from hasn't emailed you yet. I'm so fed up of it. Stop emailing me.
I was nearly tempted to buy something on Black Friday earlier from an email that I got, right?
Right.
Checked the price and they said that it was 30% off. Googled it and found it was even cheaper just on normal. Do you
Brilliant.
Know what I mean?
I mean, I don't recall ever buying things from some of these companies.
When did this become a thing as well? I sort of remember it last year, maybe the year before, but...
A few years.
No.
I don't know whether you've seen any TV channel today showing news, rolling news, but they're all in shops hoping for a bit of...
Yeah, because last year was chaos, wasn't it? I mean, it was all kicking off.
People walking out with three TVs in a trolley.
It was like riots last year. It was really bad.
However, if you've been watching the TV news, the shops are more like this. So a poor woman on Sky News earlier, hoping for something to happen. There's like three people in the shop. No fights.
She was doing that thing that you did with Katie Melua, which is go and stir fights with people, you know? So that right. person over there just
Excuse
said
me.
That you're
Would you like to have this TV?
Person.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they can try and stir it up all they want, but it's not happening. All it makes me think of when it's Black Friday is the annual pun that I like to do. Rebecca Black Friday. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
What a tune.
It's Friday.
If you remember Rebecca Black, she was an American girl with massively rich parents. And she was like, "Mom, Dad, I want to be a pop star." And they were like, "Okay, here's some money, go and do it." But it turns out, even with all the cash in the world, can't necessarily get a good song. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Happy Rebecca Black Friday, everyone.
Yeah, many more.
She accidentally made the worst pop song of all time. They should play this over the news.
It's Rebecca Black Friday, Friday. Is that Rebecca Black doing the...
No, that's me adding it in.
Oh.
This is what the news channels are hoping for. Okay, thanks. I've had enough.
Rebecca Black Friday.
Radio 1. Happy Rebecca Black Friday to you. The Scott Mills Daily. Danny Dyer was on Who Do You Think You Are last night, and the internet went mad for it.
It's one of those TV moments, isn't it, where everyone seems to be watching it and tweeting along. And
yeah.
It's just like a different character for that type of show.
Very much so. Now, here's a question. I know I have to do them for The Apprentice. Do I have to do a plot spoiler, like a spoiler alert for Who Do You Think You Are?
I don't think you do, because there's no real end result as such, is there? There's no...
Doesn't matter if I give away details from the show last night, if people have recorded it.
All good.
Or watching on demand. Okay. So, normally the people they have on there, I don't know, it's like Patrick Stewart or Alexander Armstrong.
Mm.
Basically, everyone that my mum likes is on that show.
Yeah, good.
So, I like them. Oh, yeah. I'm glad they're on it this week. Imagine if you worked on that show. Props quite posh. And you see that in an upcoming episode, Danny Dyer is on, right? I'm sorry?
Danny Dyer.
Daniel Dyer. I bet they were even more annoyed when it turned out that as the episode went on, Danny Dyer is descended from the royal family.
out of anyone.
Like William the Conqueror vibes.
Yes.
Like quite big.
I actually missed this episode. I've read everything that's to do with it. Did it come out that his real name is Malcolm? Like, what was the story there? Was it actually Malcolm? Did they get to the bottom of that?
I think so.
Half people in here are nodding, half people shaking their head.
Right. Well, all I know is that he was full Danny Dyer throughout.
Keiko Baker, and that in Cockney sort of means really rich.
You don't actually talk like that, though, do you? You're not in EastEnders now. Do your normal voice.
I'm hoping he's a proper geezer, like proper.
No, I said your normal voice. Come on.
Severe Reddies.
Okay. Severe Reddies.
No one actually speaks like that.
William the Conqueror would have spoken like that, would he?
Keiko Baker.
There's one bit, though, that I really want to replay from last night. There was a great bit where everyone watching suddenly went, "What?" And it's this bit in particular.
Anne and Albert ran a workhouse. That must have been a real tough gig, that one. I think I want to learn a little bit more about that and see where that takes me.
Danny's going to the Tower Hamlets archive to meet Professor Green, who studied the records of the Mile End Workhouse.
Yes.
Hey.
All right, babes. Not that one.
Green.
Not that one. Disappointingly, it wasn't the one that everyone hopes it would be. Not Stephen. But Professor David Green, who was helping Danny Dyer look into his past, into his history.
But I'm sure everyone's first thought was, whoa, Professor Green.
Yeah, that's what everyone thought.
So, Professor Green. Good name, cool name that.
Pro Green. I know that's the other one. So that's two Pro Greens, but there are many more. You might need to write some notes here, okay? Back in the day on the show, we found another one. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And there's another Professor Green who made an album of children's party songs for the Jewish community.
So the thing is, right, you could search for Professor Green, where you download your music from, and quite legitimately find this other Professor Green on there, as well as the Professor Green that we all know.
Yeah. I mean, so people will... This will happen. Be happening now.
Yeah.
People will download Professor Green's later
like,
song.
Or thinking, oh, there must be some older stuff I've not heard.
Yeah, and they'll get this.
And we should be ready to go. Oh, stop, wait, hold it, Mr. Simcha Machine, I'm not quite ready, wait for me.
Professor Green.
I'm the Simcha Machine, I run loose in the city, and no one can stop me, my songs are too witty. Now I'd like to sing you a nice Yom Tov ditty, so come follow me, I'm the Simcha Machine.
That is. That's Professor Green.
New Music Friday.
So is this.
We have searched the town for hours, and the message is quite clear. There's a certain something missing, you could call it cheer. There's a certain something missing. Hope we'll find it here.
And if you delve far enough into Professor Green's back catalogue, that's what you find.
So good.
Do you want another one?
One more.
He names himself. He gives himself a name check in this one. This is called Yes, Yes, Yes.
Yes, 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 Professor Green. It's a wonderful machine. It puts smiles on gloomy faces, and in every eye gleam. And there is no doubt about it that when Yom Tov comes around,
yes,
every street was filled with laughter and with Simcha sound.
So, Professor Green, good name, cool name that.
Pro Green.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I wonder if anyone's lecturer is called Professor Green as well, because there seem to be multiplying minute by minute.
Oh, there must be loads. Yeah.
Here he is.
Yes, 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 Professor Green. It's a wonderful machine.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Hannah in Durham.
Hey, Hannah in Durham. What's going on?
I've just been listening to the show, and I want to tell you about my textbook.
Your textbook, hey? Go on.
And it's written by James Arthur.
No way.
Wow. What's the textbook on?
Learning to teach in the primary school.
Do you think it's the James Arthur?
He might have written it on his hiatus.
I think it was quite a long hiatus. It could have been him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, 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 Professor Green.
It's okay. It's fine.
Hi, Dominic. Who says, what about the Pro Green in Cluedo? There's a Professor Green in that. Now, what you've done there, Dominic, is you've messed up Professor Plum and Mr. Green.
Yeah.
Haven't you? That's what you've done there. Any more?
Yeah, yes, there's loads of Professor Greens knocking about. The University of Manchester has a Professor Jonathan Green.
Whoop. Yes, Pro Green.
In fact, they're all on. University of Chester has a Professor Ben Green.
Hello there.
I've looked at the pictures of them all, by the way. Couldn't look less Professor Green if you tried.
Vice Chancellor and Chief Exec of the University of Worcester, Professor Green.
Yes, University of Reading.
Yeah.
Professor Stuart Green.
Andrea's been on saying, imagine the excitement with the students when they hear they're going to have a speech by Pro Green, and then it's not that one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I hate deadlines. I mean, it's not a terrible one.
Deadline?
Yeah.
Oh, for this thing that I just told you. Yeah. I knew it'd stress you out because it's some
I don't
work.
Know what, I don't know. No, I am rude. It's not work. It's just I'm not very good at thinking of names for things.
No.
Right, so we said it on air yesterday. Well, you kind of gave it away by saying we're about to do a show on BBC which involves robots.
I got ever so slightly told off about it.
Did you?
But like by that point, they were like, okay, well then we'll just announce it then. So actually, I've done everyone a favour.
How?
Because it stops us having to do that annoying thing where it's like, oh, we're going to do something, and it's really vague. And I hate it when I listen to the radio and people are really vague about what they're doing. It's some kind of secret.
You said, it's a show that's not been on for a while that's come back and it's got robots in it. What could it be? Yeah, so we're doing Robot Wars soon.
Yeah. They've invited us down. We get to, I mean, it does sound incredible. We get to design a robot.
This is cool.
It's really cool. We get to design a robot and then we're going to go on the show. Dead excited because I used to love this show when I was younger. Now it's back. I think it's really cool that it's back. I don't imagine you've seen too many episodes of the new series yet.
Not the new one?
Well, the one that's just been on.
So we get to, do we get to build the robot?
We do. We're obviously getting help with that because, you know, just imagine we try to build our own robot. I mean, I don't know how that would happen. So we've got some expert help. They're going to help us design it, but we get to give some of the design features on it.
Right.
But we've kind of got emails back and forth about this, and what the last email that's come in is we need to name our robot.
So that's the problem. I mean, I want it to be a good robot. I want it to be like our dream robot.
We're going to win. We'll smash all the others. That's fine.
But what can we call it?
That's the problem.
We need some help on this. Please let us know. Like, what can we call it? It has to be, it has to be on television, so it can't be rude.
Yeah, and let's not go down the Boaty Mutbo face or the Robot Robot face. None of that.
None of that.
But let's get something good together, and we need this by 4 o'clock, please.
So we'll leave that with you. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Kills.
Oh,
Scott. Your name's not in it, though, then.
That's true. There's so many suggestions coming in. I mean, I'm talking like hundreds, if not thousands, of texts right now. I'm trying to go through as many as possible.
We're going on Robot War soon. And have we got a name for a robot? No. Do we need one by four? Yes, because we keep getting emails about it.
We could call it Yas Queen. That's been suggested by a few. I like this one from Chris in Glasgow. Maximus Decimus Meridius II.
No, that just makes us sound pretentious. Or like we know what we're doing. Which we don't.
What about Radio Bot 1?
The Stark Destroyer, I quite like.
The Stark Destroyer is my favourite, but it would be nice if we could have something with both our names, or neither of our names, and give it, I don't know, call it the Governess or something.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. You're right, there are so many messages coming in about our robot on Robot Wars.
We could call it Pitbull, says John in Kent. We need to come up with a name for our robot.
Why would we call it Shaniqua? Someone just sent that in. Why would we do that?
I think
that?
It's a bit of a retro reference, but we call it Shaniqua and then say afterwards, And what?
Off of M-dubs.
To intimidate Sir Killalot or whatever its name is.
I just like the idea of being called Yas, so that they have to just say that all the time on the show.
Yas Queen.
Yas Queen? There's loads.
How do you want it to look?
I don't know.
We quite like the idea of an iron fist on the front. On it, didn't we?
We did, but that got turned down.
That was, they didn't like that suggestion.
They really shut down the fist early on. I mean, thanks for all these. If you've got any more, not that they're not good already, then let us know.
They're not quite there, I don't
think. They're not quite there, I've got to be honest with you. By 4 o'clock, we need that, so thanks. Really good that when you can get the listeners to do work for you, isn't it?
To a deadline as well.
Yes. I like that we put a deadline. 4 o'clock, please. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. What's going on, Chris?
I've heard a rumour in the Radio 1 office about one of our colleagues, Scott.
Okay.
That I thought we could discuss right now.
This is always a worry. Go on.
No, it's nothing to be worried about, really. It's actually quite funny. So, you know, Dev is on a mission at the moment to turn on the Christmas lights in a town.
Obsessed with it?
He's proper obsessed with it. It's been going on for weeks. Also, at the start of all this, he was kind of hinting towards wanting to do this. Now it's just full-on, almost desperation from his behalf.
Begging, almost.
Yeah, a little bit beggy. We've both done that this year, haven't we? We've both turned on some Christmas lights.
Begged? Oh, yes, we have. I turned them on in Bromley last weekend.
And I turned on the Christmas lights in mighty Watford, which makes sense, you know, because of my...
A homecoming.
Yeah, exactly. It was awesome. So anyway, behind the scenes, what had actually been arranged was for Dev to go and turn on the lights in the lovely town of Whitstable.
Oh, wow.
Which would be really cool, right?
Yeah.
But that's now cancelled quite last minute. And I love this, because it means that this is all meant to be happening this weekend, and Dev has no lights to turn on.
Well, no.
Means he's now, he now has nowhere to turn on the Christmas lights.
Oh, he was so looking forward to it. Oh, no, it's quite sad.
Gutted.
Oh, no. It is. I mean, he's been talking about it for quite a while. This is a bit like, I hope that Dev takes to Instagram and does a message like Lindsay Lohan did yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's really similar.
Do you remember when I was obsessed with playing this yesterday?
Hi, everyone in Kettering. It's Lindsay Lohan. I really wanted to make it there to light the tree, but with my busy schedule, I wasn't able to. And I appreciate the offer. Happy holidays.
Ah, she really means it.
He's like a reverse Lindsay Lohan, though. He really wants to be there.
Hi, I'm Dev. Please let me turn on the lights.
Their side is cancelled.
Happy holidays.
Anyway, I thought that because I've been told this news and now we've basically announced it, that what we can do is actually break the news to Dev himself.
Right.
I believe he is now on the line.
Okay, we can speak to Dev on the line now. Hi, Dev.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You okay?
Yeah, not bad.
Hey, listen.
Go on, Scott.
No, you go first.
It's fine. You do it now.
Dev, you know you've got like a quite a busy weekend.
Oh, it's going to be pretty full on, man. I've got the show straight off. I've hired out a limo so I can go to Whitstable and turn on their Christmas light.
Why have you got a limo?
Well, just because I thought, you know, I'd add a little bit of showbiz sparkle.
Listen, I know you, after coming back from Australia, I know you're tired.
Yeah.
I know you've got the show to do as well.
Oh, don't do it like this, Scott. Just rip the plaster off.
Whitstable's off.
Whitstable's not happening.
Huh?
No, it's not happening.
You're off. It's not happening.
The whole thing's not happening. It's not just you.
Oh, I don't know what the reasons are, but you're not doing Whitstable Christmas lights. Sorry. So we need to find a plan B for you.
You know how it's been on and off and on? Well, it's off.
No. True. You knew how much of a big deal this was to me.
I know,
you winded me up. Ha, ha, ha.
No. The only reason we're doing this on air is just we thought it might be mildly amusing to tell you on air. But anyway, look, we're also here to offer solutions. So,
are you for real?
Yes.
Yeah, it's off.
But you know what? If I was you taking the call from me, I wouldn't believe me either. But it's true.
Yeah, well, look,
you know, normally in these situations, if you find out something's been cancelled on you, you make out that you've cancelled on them. We haven't even given you that opportunity. It's a real kind of celebrity thing to do. Whenever you say, I'm not going to be doing that this time, it's basically like you've been tossed.
Yeah.
I've been stood up by Whitstable. Why have they given any reason?
Oh, whatever, man. Like, let's find you a new thing for you to turn on.
But I think in one way this could be great news, Dev, because millions of people will be listening now who will be putting up their Christmas decorations and Christmas trees and will need their lights switching on this weekend. I know it feels like a step down, but you would make probably a family's weekend, possibly month, at a push year.
I mean, they would definitely talk about it. Like, they'd mention it to somebody afterwards, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
It'd be like the neighbours would be a bit jealous.
When people do their house lights, they don't normally book a special guest for it. You did it one year, though, Scott, didn't you?
I switched someone in my local kebab house, do you remember?
Yeah, you did. But I seem to remember one time we were decorating your tree and we may have had a couple of drinks, and I seem to remember you messaging Lily Allen to try persuade her to come over.
Oh, I did. She wasn't having it.
Turn on the lights and she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, true.
Good idea, though.
Yeah, so I think you would be able to make someone a lot happier this weekend.
I'm free and available. I've got all the time in the world on Saturdays, so...
Well, let's see what we get, Dev, shall we? You never know until we ask, really. So, 81199, do you want Dev to turn on your Christmas lights this year? Presumably the limo can't go that far away from where you are, which is London, right?
Yeah, I mean...
You can't be doing an Inverness on a Saturday afternoon.
As much as I'd love to, no.
Put Radio 1 on now and you'll hear what happens.
Yeah. Okay, it's always on, Scott.
I know. All right, speak to you a bit.
BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I'm nervous now. Hello, Alex.
Yes,
Queen. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, not too bad.
What are you doing?
I am doing leaflet drops at the moment for the company that I work.
So oh, what's the company?
And it rhymes with New Motels.
Nice.
And what's your job then?
I am the leisure and golf membership manager.
Oh, sure.
Cool job.
So I'm in charge of all the memberships and things like that, make sure everyone's happy.
Are you playing all the golf?
I try to play as much as I can, mate, yeah. Try to play as much as you can. Get yourself soaked with this sort of weather at the moment. Well, this sort of time of year, but sun's shining, so it's all good.
Whereabouts are you based?
Well, the hotel's based in Northampton, but I live near Oxford.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Alex, I think you'll be well impressed. I'm going to St Andrews this weekend.
Right? No way.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you go near the golf course, are you?
I'm staying right on the golf course.
Oh.
No,
it's like a golfing fan. That's
someone's
quite
doing
cool.
Well.
I'm DJing at the uni, Scott.
Yes, it's a good one, that. Okay.
It is a good uni.
I'm going to get mine out of the way because I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed of it. I just think it's something that you haven't heard for a while.
What's this?
I maybe chose it a while back now where I wasn't thinking straight.
Is that some X Factor sob story?
Oh, well, that face just said it all. Thanks very much. This might sound good.
It might do.
Jesse J, yes.
Really? Jesse J, yes?
Yes. People loved this when it was out.
Yeah,
it was.
This was good. She should have done more like this, I think. All right, that's Scott's choice. Or mine's a bit strange today, but it's well good. You can have my choice, which is this. It's the high contrast remix of Adele, Hello. This is a banger. Banger.
Friday Feeling.
Two big divas there. Jessie J or Adele.
Big tunes.
Big.
Right.
What do you do?
So, I like both the songs. love both the songs. Big Friday bangers, both of them. So see why you picked them. I'm going to have to go down the side. What's the score, by the way, in the week?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Well, no, to bring up speed, I'm 2-1 up. If I win today, okay. I win the week. If Scott wins, he brings it back to a sort of honourable draw.
I don't see why it matters.
Okay, that was just out of interest. It wasn't going to affect my decision. Impartial as ever. Okay, well, I'm going to have to say, because some choices recently haven't been the best, and I think I'm going to make it better. Friday Feeling, I think it's got to be Scott, Jesse J.
Oh, yeah!
Like a dude.
It was good to hear that again. Yes.
Yeah, good
Jesse
song,
J, man. Really good song. Was that her first song?
I think so,
good.
Yeah.
Really good. Do It Like a Dude, which means it's a draw on bangers this week.
Few people saying that I was robbed, but I mean, if it had gone the other way, I'm sure it would have been the same. I like this text from Baz in Dorset. You've been robbed there, Chris. Decision, you'll like this one, Scott. That decision is on par with Lampard's no goal against Germany.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, apprentice time. I might be about to say who went out last night, so just to give you a little warning. Last night's task on the show was to organise events for two of London's biggest tourist attractions, London Aquarium and Madame Tussauds. There was a real big amount of confusion regarding the price of the event because Paul couldn't make his mind up. So this is where he started.
Where I'm thinking at the moment is around £65.
Right. And then he phones Jessica to amend the price somewhat.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jess. Full ticket price will be £50. If you get a
table of eight, we drop the ticket price into
£45.
I'm going to be clear now. If you fail to sell tickets, it's on you lot.
All right, cheers.
And then has another change of heart.
We're going to have to reduce our ticket pricing.
£35 for me works.
And again.
Jess, let me just give
you the new pricing structure.
So the full price ticket.
Yeah.
£28. And table of eight
plus is £22
a ticket.
Oh, Paul.
It's less than half.
You know what's coming.
Jessica, I've got to think about whether you are a potential winner of this process. I haven't seen enough so far to tell me that. But I think I've seen enough in the case of you, Paul, to say that you're fired.
Oh. Getting down to the last few weeks now, aren't we? So Paul is off The Apprentice, but good news is he gets to do one more pitch to us in the lift at Radio 1 after this track of the day from Robin Schultz.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's now time for Elevator Pitch on Radio 1, where we give The Apprentice contestants one last chance to prove what an incredible business person they are. It's the feature that I know makes Lord Sugar think twice about ever letting them go. Do you know, Chris, with this series of The Apprentice, our new feature, Elevator Pitch, apparently is the talk of the house?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's true, that, isn't it?
They always look forward to the potential humiliation of not even getting an interview on Radio 1 and being sent straight back down in the lift.
It's what they all want to do.
Plot spoiler alert. We're about to reveal who went from The Apprentice last night. If you haven't seen it yet, you haven't caught up, we will be mentioning them for the next 20 minutes. Chris...
Hello.
Who have you got with you today?
Okay, apprentice fired candidate, reveal yourself.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan, and I was fired yesterday.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Have you talked to any of the other contestants about this, the previous ones that got fired?
No.
So you don't know what's going to happen now?
No.
Okay, the idea is, using your best salesman technique, you have to pitch me something really hard. It's a subject that's actually quite difficult to pitch, so it's going to take all your business acumen. In the time it takes you to ride the BBC glass lifts with Chris from the ground floor to the very top, the eighth floor where Radio 1 is, you're going to have to pitch hard. If I don't think the pitch is good enough or up to scratch, we send you straight back down in that lift.
No problem.
All right, Paul?
Yep.
Let's not have you fired again. Surely you can do this for me.
It could go quite easily, Paul, if say, the lift goes straight to the top, then you don't need to pitch for that long. But sometimes it stops at nearly every floor.
Yeah, there's sometimes someone in there that's like floor 3, floor 4, floor 5, and then it just takes ages. Okay. Let me know when you're ready, Chris.
Here we go. Right, Scott, we're going in the lift.
Okay, Paul, you ready?
I suppose so.
You're at the ground floor, you need to get to the 8th floor, and your pitch is this. Tell me why Rebecca Black's Friday is the best song of all time. Go!
Hi, Rebecca Black's song Friday is the best song for today because it's Black Friday. Black Friday is all about the sale, it's all about the youngsters getting out there and spending money, getting trendy and buying in their fashion. But the...
Why is it a good song?
Oh, why is it a good song? It's a brilliant song because it matches the Black Friday theme. Everyone loves a Friday. We all want to get out there and party tonight, and this song just really livens things up.
Keep going, Paul.
God. Everyone's just walked into the lift. How awkward.
Five floors to go.
Oh, there's someone in the lift.
God, it's gone. I've lost this now.
No. Come on, you can get this back.
I've heard that Adele is in the market to do a re-account of this in a duet with Lady Gaga. Right. So I think you want to jump on this before they do. And then maybe we'll get it live on the radio. What do you reckon, Scott?
Okay. Where are we at, floor-wise?
7th floor. One more floor to go. Paul, it's your final push.
Right, this is going badly. You can only save yourself now, Paul, by singing the song.
Friday, Friday.
And we're at the 8th floor, Scott. Well done, Paul. Right, let's just step out.
Okay, you've reached the top floor. Chris, Paul, I'm about to deliver my decision. Chris, did Paul just sing Rebecca Black's Friday in the middle of a busy lift?
He did. He did a little bit of it there. And there was 4 or 5 people on the lift. It was quite impressive.
The thing is, the pitch was awful until the singing, but I like that he had a go at it. And I can't send another one back down. So, Paul, you're hired.
Thanks.
Come on in.
Really?
We'll do a proper interview after this. The Scott Mills Daily. Here are Chris and Paul back from the lift. Hello.
How you doing, Scott?
Nice to see you.
You too.
Congratulations. You're one of the very few people from the show that's actually made it into the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most of them we just send back down. So congrats, I think.
Yeah, I think I'll take that.
Yeah. How was it for you, the whole thing? I know it was ages ago now and you have to keep quiet about it.
Yeah, it was good. It's never good watching yourself get fired, but the overall experience is really good.
Did you watch yourself last night?
I've seen it twice this week.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do they show you before?
I had to watch it before I saw you. I filmed you're fired. So
oh.
Yeah.
Do you get the family round and stuff for the firing?
No, I just went home for my mum.
I would be like hiding behind a cushion, like, oh, I can't watch.
Oh, it makes you feel sick.
Well done for surviving the elevator pitch. I've got a few questions about the show. We always do these because I'm intrigued about what it's like behind the scenes.
Sure.
I've heard, as someone told me yesterday, that the secretary who calls the contestants into the boardroom is an actress.
Oh, I don't know. She looked like she was doing really well at her job.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Right. Looks like she works there all the time.
She's very commanding, yeah.
Is she?
Did you see her face, though? Or do they keep it secret from you guys as well?
Just a bag on her head.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah.
Some kind of mask.
Yeah, she sits behind a wooden
like the stick.
Yeah, like the stick.
Her identity never revealed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's a question then. What surprised you the most being on the show compared to like how it is watching it?
I think watching yourself and knowing what's going through your own mind and then reliving those moments, and you just think, oh God, I remember that.
Right.
And yeah, I think that's probably what it is.
And when you see yourself using a map and you're like, why didn't I just use my phone?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it just doesn't come to you at the time.
No, Google Maps and whatnot. We could have done that.
And in the house, I know obviously.
I think that every week.
But you know, in the house, everyone always says, oh, how is it living with all the bit? Like, seriously, how is it?
No, it's not good. Honestly, it's like dorm style boarding school. It's a bit reminiscent.
Oh. But people must hit it off, right?
I think some people maybe hit it off.
Oh,
is it Paul?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. With who?
I think it was Jessica and Courtney, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Didn't know that.
Right.
That's happened.
If that house could talk.
Yeah.
If those walls could talk.
I'll tell you. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Cheers.
What's your next plan then? Because I guess the show does throw up some opportunities for you.
Yeah, it does. Obviously, I've got an established marketing agency already, yeah. So that business will sort of continue to grow. But a few more opportunities have presented themselves. And the weirdest one being that I've been offered a script to read for a film. So
what?
Yeah.
I can imagine you in like a gangster film.
It is an East End gangster film.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, you can imagine it. It's just the voice.
That's so good.
And you could look hard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a call from the producer today and they're getting really excited. Apparently. So,
I think it's been great meeting you guys throughout this process as well, because every time I meet a new Fired Apprentice candidate, I kind of find like I want to get involved in their business. I find myself pitching for their business as well. So hence
like the sausage guy.
Like the sausage guy. We've stayed in touch with him.
Yeah.
He turned up at Radio 1 a couple of weeks later with
sausages. A bag of sausages.
He's
legend.
Milking it.
Love him.
Yeah. Oliver the Sausage Man.
Yeah.
That's what he's in my phone as.
Another dude does swim shorts.
JD.
I mean, there's a lot on offer here.
That's what I'm saying. It's worth staying in touch with these businessmen and women.
Especially when he's off to Hollywood.
Yeah, stay in touch.
Paul Sullivan from The Apprentice, thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Callum Scott.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
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 Oh, I'm obsessed that you brought your mum in with you today.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen her for weeks, so she's the meet and greet today.
So she gets to go around to Radio 1 with you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one way of seeing him, I suppose.
It's Mrs.
You're not going to see it otherwise.
Mrs. Scott.
Mrs. Scott in the house.
What's your mum's name?
Mrs. Debbie. Scott.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Oh, this is amazing. Pop star's parents.
Callum's mum, as she's widely known.
I'll bring Grandad in next time.
Yes, do it. Everyone's welcome.
Family reunion.
We're very friendly here. So, since we last saw you, it's been popping off. What have you been doing?
It's been popping. I've just come off my US headline tour in America.
Of course you have.
Yeah, which was crazy. I've just come back from Mexico to do some promo. I've been rubbing shoulders with Katy Perry.
Have you?
Niall Horan. Yeah, I went to Capitol Records, who I'm signed with. They had their 75th anniversary. So I almost got to meet MC Hammer, but...
Almost.
What do you do? Katy Perry, MC Hammer.
I know, yeah. It was a tough one.
What was Katy saying?
She was good. I actually held her up going to the bathroom. She was like, I really need to go to the bathroom. I was like, do you need a wee or a poo? She was like... Wouldn't you like to know? So I said, well,
is this the first time you've met her?
Yeah.
Oh, strong chat.
Yeah, it was just strong banter.
See, that's weird because when Katy Perry first came out, do you remember? In the old Radio 1 building.
We had a similar chat.
Similar chat because she... No, I was walking out of the ladies' loo because the men's was broken, as it always was every week because the lock kept breaking. So I was in the ladies and then come out. Who's waiting? Katy Perry. You might want to leave it a few minutes there, Katy. Terrible business. And how's Niall, please? I've not seen him for a while. He doesn't call anymore.
Yeah, no, he's a good lad. We're supposed to be hanging out, but he didn't even call me back, Scott, so.
Right, okay.
It's two of us.
Excellent.
Oh, hang on. So
he's doing that with everyone.
Is this a false promise or something?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, he took my number. Yeah. And he might get in touch, but yeah.
You were on now.
Golf and stuff, but it didn't happen.
So you've got an album in next year, is it spring?
Yeah, spring-ish is what we're saying.
Okay.
Spring-ish.
And how mad is all this for you at the moment? Or does this feel normal? Or like, describe how it is being at the level you're at now to anyone listening.
I mean, it's ridiculous. My mum would be able to tell you. Like last year, as of January last year, I was doing office work and sending emails and making tea and photocopying and stuff. All that real exciting stuff you do in an office. And then a year later, I'm making a debut album. It's just ridiculous.
Do you feel a bit like Susan Boyle?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I look a bit like her as well, so.
It's a similar story. right, so Callum, this track is called Rhythm Inside.
Yes.
And it's been produced by somebody that's done stuff for like Adele and Sam Smith and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Rhythm Inside suggests that it's upbeat.
It is. You wouldn't expect it from me, would you?
Well, I mean, the last one wasn't.
Till Tiesto came along.
I know. That was good, wasn't it?
It was good.
Did he just appear with that, by the way, the remix of that song?
Did he just appear?
Well, like, how did that happen?
Hello, I'm Tiesto. Here's a remix.
No, but do you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, Tiesto's remixed
it. It's dropped a CD off. My manager's had dealings with him before with a different artist, and he just said, like, listen to this song, see what you think. And he was like, yeah, I love it.
And is Mrs. Scott familiar with Tiesto's work?
Are you familiar, Mum?
Yes. Yeah, she is now. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Of course she is. Remixed her son's track. Massive song.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Come show me what you feel. Come show me how you feel. That's Susan Boyle with her new single. Callum Scott with his new track, Rhythm Inside. It's a yes from me.
Thank you, man.
Awesome.
Getting a great reaction.
Really
as well.
Good reaction, yeah.
Feels surreal having that played at BBC Radio 1.
Kind of weird when you're in here, isn't it?
It's cold though.
Yeah.
Yeah, butterflies. I got butterflies.
Have you? Oh. Yeah. Okay, let's play Real or No Real today. We've got a selection of facts here. Some of them absolutely made up a few minutes ago. Some of them real life stories. Which is which?
There's a new Russian food fad that's expected to hit the UK in 2017. Rat burgers.
Mmm. Oh, I've never tasted rat.
Yeah. No, neither have I.
But apparently you never go back.
Okay. Doesn't even rhyme, really, does it?
Here's a good attempt.
Aren't they full of the germs?
What, the rats?
Yeah.
Well, I don't
Vermin,
really,
if you will.
I suppose, yeah, but
you
I
don't
think
find
it's
them in clean places.
I think it's that they don't look that nice at the start, but, you know, if people just got used to the idea and it was just meat, then why not?
But you can eat pigeon.
You can. Do you eat pigeon regularly, do you?
No, but you can.
And grouse.
I don't. But
isn't
it
called game?
Pheasant.
When you eat a bird?
Yes.
Isn't it called game?
No, well, game's a certain type of bird,
oh.
Right?
Oh, says the person that just accused me of eating grouse.
You're not on the game. No, are you not eating? I would imagine now that you're rolling in it money-wise that game food must be on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always eating game.
I bet you are always having the game.
You're always having to pick out
game.
The,
it'll be game, truffles, caviar, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But probably not rat. But if it's true, this new thing which is happening in Russia is going to be hitting the UK next year.
Rat burgers, you just can't see it being that appealing though, can you?
Nah.
I'd probably try it though.
So I would try it.
I'm going to go real.
Yeah, you're saying real? Callum Scott, what are you saying?
I don't
rat
know.
Burgers, real or not?
I can't see it.
Would you try it?
I think bat burgers is a better concept.
Oh, no, I hate bats.
Would you try a rat burger?
I mean, I'd try it.
Mm.
I might not enjoy it.
There we go.
We're getting to the point now, though, where your management will step in and go, we can't have that. He's not trying rat.
I reckon there's one more visit in
here. Yeah. There'll be a ring fence
around him.
We'll
do rat burgers next time, and then that'll be it.
Yeah. And then it'll be like, remember that time we got to Callum Scott to eat rat? So are you saying real or not?
I'm saying no real.
Okay.
That one is real.
It's real.
What?
Before you think, ew, head chef at the Moscow restaurant where it started says, the river rat is a really clean animal, and it's very high in omega-3 acids. A lot of doctors and dietitians recommend it. It's served in a soft bun with a generous helping of relish and costs 500 rubles. That's about £6.90. And next.
Rapper JME is leading a campaign to have toast renamed Bredapeng.
Bredapeng.
It's definitely cooler than toast.
Toast isn't a good enough name for toast, is it?
Not considering how good it is.
Because if you've got like lush toast with like butter on and the butter's melting in, and just calling it toast is rubbish.
Mm.
Toast, it should be a better name for it.
Toast is underrated because it's,
Well, the name toast is not good enough for toast. And I understand what Jeremy's saying. But would you take that tiny thought from your head and turn it into a full-blown campaign like JME allegedly has?
You've been spending a bit of time in LA, haven't you?
Yes.
So we had Bryan Cranston on the show not that long ago. He's Walter White from Breaking Bad, you know, the
Heisenberg. Yeah.
And he was saying bread is off in that part of the world.
It's not. You can get it, but no one eats it. Not the stars.
Is that what you're saying?
They do have bread, but it's like the rolls that they put on in the basket.
Yeah, but they don't eat. What he was saying is no one actually eats any carbs.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of like salad places and juice bars and stuff. But then, if you want to be unhealthy, there's plenty of places in LA.
Is there?
Yeah. Pancakes galore.
Yeah, true. It's one or the other, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is JME wanting toast to be renamed Bredapeng? Chris, real or no
it's
real?
It's a great idea. I'm going to say real.
Callum?
I'm going to go with Chris. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah. He's leading the charge on Twitter the last two evenings. He thinks the name toast is rubbish. Probably started as a joke, but then got pretty out of hand. And finally,
a well-known pizza chain is training reindeer to help them cope with the demands of the festive season.
Is this the same pizza place that has talked about drones delivering pizza, all sorts of technology? They've always got to latch onto a new gimmick for delivering pizza. Happens so much, Callum.
Not reindeers, though.
Well, why not?
I suppose.
I would love that. Imagine a reindeer came and delivered your pizza.
Well, imagine a reindeer, like, now walking down near where we work on Oxford Street.
It
not going to happen. I had a reindeer panini earlier this year. It was delicious.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
You can eat reindeer?
Yeah. Big in the Scandinavia. You'll be going there soon to meet some hit makers.
A reindeer
panini? And then you can eat reindeer.
Reindeer and rat burgers.
Yeah. Freely available. There's a lot of them.
All the hit makers are there as well, aren't they?
They are all there, yeah.
There and reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon, Callum? Can you see this happening?
Reindeer at the festive season are already busy, aren't they?
True, they've got other jobs.
They've got other stuff to do. I mean, they might be taking other part-time jobs to help pay the bills.
Okay.
Is this a delivery guy that's had to dress up as a reindeer because
Possibly.
Of the festive season?
What do you think? Is this real or not?
I'm going to say no real.
Okay. I've got to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes, what? The chain rhymes with Womanos and is attempting a trial period in the city of Ishikari in Japan to see if reindeer delivery is feasible. At the end of that round, of real or no real?
I got 20, Callum, you only got 10. Oh. Sorry, mate.
But it doesn't matter because you're a famous pop star.
That's true.
Listen, come back and see us soon. Thanks so much, Callum, for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you on the third single, yeah?
Yes.
Don't go changing. The Scott Mills Daily. We're back on Monday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.